now plugged in Hooked on Science with Bruce and Tommy Kong.
And we are live.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Hooked on Sonics. I am one of your two hosts. I am Bruce, and over there is the Tone Capone. And boy, what a great show again we have for you guys this week. We're almost wrapped up with celebrating women in music history this month. So we've got some two powerhouses this week. We've got Lita Ford's third album, Lita. And then we've got Melissa Etheridge's breakout album, Yes I Am. So, of course, some music news and some drinks and whatever the hell else comes up. And before we get into all of that, Tony, how are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm great, man.
Good.
Just going with flow today, man.
Yeah.
Your KMFDM shirt showed up.
Look at that.
This tour. Which was sweet. I'm glad to have picked up a signed CD. I showed you guys that last week. Mm-hmm. Also want to tell you, man, I spun that first disc on that record player you brought in today.
Nice.
I did. Ask me what the first disc was I spun.
What was the first? What have you been listening to on your new record player?
I've only got to spin one disc.
Okay.
And I haven't got to spin it all the way through.
Okay.
Quiet Riot's Mental Health.
Nice.
Quiet Riot's Mental Health.
Original pressing or re-release?
I think it's an original pressing. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I have to check Discogs on it. But I was showing my buddy some Heavy Temple today. I was listening to something called Colt's Blood today that he showed me that was really cool. And then just been working on more music, dude. I've consumed some music, definitely listened to your album, but I've been working on a lot of music lately, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where most of my time's been spent over the last couple of weeks. So,
yeah.
Yep. With Nomads getting ready to play out this year and other projects on the shelf, man, and coming off the shelf, I should say. It's been pretty hectic, man. That's been
nice,
for sure. But I'm looking forward to it. Going to go see Conan, on the 3rd, and then we're going to go see Wish You Were Here on the 6th. And then I did manage to get my ticket for High on Fire. It almost looked like I wasn't going to get it. The freaking website was acting like a damn fool.
Hmm. Hoes ain't loyal. No.
They're not, dude. And I was up and everything, like ready to get my ticket. Tom got his.
Sweet. So he's listened. How many tracks did you get through on that Mental Health?
About 3.
Okay.
About 3. One thing I will say is this. That thing's hooked up to my studio speakers.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like there's any distortion or much distortion or breakup
mm-hmm.
the louder you go. And I'm wondering if that's what the big deal is with vinyl. Is that it maintains the integrity of the song without becoming too broken at higher volumes.
I think you'd really have to talk to a true audiophile to really understand all that shit.
All I know is I cranked it up, dude, and it didn't sound like it wavered a bit.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Once again, I appreciate that. Awesome, awesome gift to give a fella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think tomorrow, if Kate's not home, I think I'm going to spin that Danzig album. It's a long time. It's been a very, very long time since I've listened to any tracks off that album. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm still scared about sticking a Sleep album on there because I don't want anything to happen to my Sleep albums, dude.
You got to be a responsible player.
I know.
Please play responsibly.
What have you been listening to, brother?
Well, let's see. This week, somebody just turned me on to a relatively new Afro Man song called Dong of the South. Everyone should really check that out if you're into that kind of thing. I totally dig it. Let's see, what else have I been listening to? Obviously, the album, the Lita Ford album. Been listening to some Ike and Tina Turner. And then there's this band that I just got turned on to. They reached out to us via Twitter, and I'm going to eventually give you this album for you to listen to. It's really cool. I think you'll dig it. The band is called Universal Theory. I think you'll dig them. And that's all I'm going to say for right now.
Are they local to you?
No, they are overseas.
Okay.
Right up your alley.
And they watch the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, a couple pickups that I got this week. Let's see. First, shout out again to...
Oh, hold on a second.
What?
I know something else you got to hear this week.
What? I don't remember.
You got to hear a rough cut of a fucking Nomad track.
That's right. That's right. What do you want to tell people about the that track?
It wasn't released to everybody. Either you caught me on Facebook and you got to get it's a live recording at practice in GarageBand of a song we were recently working on and have just finished, as far as structure goes. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really fun song. I like it a lot. And I thought the recording sounded good enough to kind of give an example. I actually use, in case you didn't notice, I go back to a vocal style that I used in Suspect Earth on Dreams.
Yep.
You know, where the purple fields and things at me, where I kind of get a little nasally with it. Mm-hmm. So it was really, I thought that was really cool. I've got a couple songs I'm going to be doing that on the Nomad shit. But dude, that track, oh my God, man, that thing is heavy and I love it. But basically, it's called Void Walkers.
Okay, Void Walkers. And real quick, tell everyone where they can find some information on that project.
Right now, you can currently find us over on Facebook. There isn't a lot of activity going on yet. I've got to make some changes to some of the backgrounds and stuff. I'm going to be making a few changes with the logo and whatnot. The logo is going to actually stay the same. Our friend Chrissy, I want to say, she did a wonderful job creating all of that for us, but I'm going to change the background a little bit. I think there may be some issue with, you know, licensing, and I don't want us to get in trouble for anything like that, man. It's just it is what it is. So yep. Other than that, I'm looking forward to once again, we're not making money off of that or anything, but we're looking forward to playing out before the end of summer. That is the goal. And this goal was originally set to be playing out by October of last year, barring a drummer change. I think we've made some pretty damn good progress and we're going to keep on moving forward. But I want to ask you something. When you're rating things on an A to F scale, like we do our songs, that's one track. Knowing the general structure and how you feel about that track, what would you give it? We're not talking about production.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give it right now a B+.
Rock on. It's going to get tweaked. You know that, right? There's cleanups that need to be done on.
Sure. So. It's a demo. It's what we do. So. All right. So yeah, guys, check that out there on Facebook land. Yeah. All right. So shout out to our friends over at Lost and Found Records. I picked up Green Jelly's latest album, like full album, Garbage Band Kids, with some really cool green vinyl.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Again, Bill Manspeaker, he is such a creative person. It's goofy, off the wall shit, but he does a really good job at the artwork and just putting that all together. So pick that up. Then shout out to our friends over at Basement Records. Tony, whenever you are in town next, that is the place you want to go. Basement Records has a phenomenal selection of metal, hardcore, rock. That's their main bread and butter, punk stuff. So I picked up an Australian version of AC/DC's High Voltage.
Nice.
Completely different than the American version.
Huh.
Yep. So a lot of this has the stuff off the Jailbreak 74 album that they released in 85. So it's got Baby Please Don't Go, She's Got Balls, and Little Lover. Those She's Got Balls and Little Lover were both on the American release. But everything else that was all that was either all on Jailbreak 74 or not released in the States. So
huh.
And this was part of the AC/DC fan club in Australia. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, I totally picked this up. And last and certainly not least, I picked up the Wendy O. Williams Ultrafly.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of that.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it yet?
I have.
And
this is some, look, is it the best rap album ever? No, but it's a cool piece. There's some really good guitar work there by our friend West Beach.
I do, you know, for 80s hip hop style rap. I liked it.
No, this is a,
I had no bones with that album.
No, I completely agree. It came out in 88. So this is pure late 80s rap. I mean, there is no bones about it. It fits right in. So
I like it.
Totally glad I got to pick those up. And then the only other thing I wanted to add that I've been listening to, I really wanted to give a shout out to another podcast that's really been helpful with us and been big supporters of us. It's the Shout It Out Loudcast. It's the largest KISS podcast in the country right now.
Is that Zeus and Tom?
Yep, Tom and Zeus. Yeah. Yep. And right now they're doing something really cool for March Madness. They are doing a bracket of the greatest rock song of all time. So, you know, they've got a side cast called the Album Review Crew. And these are all songs that they've reviewed, and it's broken out, and it's free. So, you know, you get lovely prizes if you go on to shoutitoutloudcast.com. You can print you out a form, fill a bracket, fill it out, and then email it to shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. Tag them on all the social media stuff. It's a cool bracket. Like, real quick, who would you pick between Crazy Train or Hail to the King? That's a number 2 seed and a number 15 seed.
Hail to the King, Metallica?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Train.
Okay. And then who would you pick between I Don't Know and Crazy Train? Ozzy and Ozzy.
Crazy Train.
Tough. Really?
I Don't Know isn't known well enough.
No, I'm talking about for you.
Still Crazy Train. The Roof.
Really?
Yeah, The Roof.
Anyway, so lots of cool things in here. So,
Give me some.
What? Okay. Let's see. Let's start. If You Want Blood versus Until It Sleeps by Metallica.
If You Want Blood.
Yeah. I've got If You Want Blood going to the Final Four against eventually getting up against Unchained by Van Halen.
Ooh, that's a tough Oof. One.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Let's see.
I'll tell you personally, that's a tough one.
Okay.
Because I absolutely love both of those songs. Unchained is probably my favorite fucking Van Halen tune.
It's fucking
and if
great.
If You Want Blood is probably in my top five fucking AC/DC tunes.
Yep. All right. Unchained versus Crazy Train.
Unchained.
See, I put Crazy Train.
I can't do it.
Above it. My heart tells me Unchained. But
I can't do it, dude. I think yep. Unchained is just the better. They're both rocking tracks, but I don't know, dude. Unchained just come on. Yeah, that's not.
I know it.
Sorry.
All right. So yeah. So get on there. Get
so
your bracket.
So let me ask this.
Yes.
Looking at that list.
Yes.
I'm going to ask what I would think would be like two of the most defining songs to ever make what metal is today.
If they reviewed it. So these are only off albums that they reviewed. So, okay. But go ahead.
Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
Let me see. Hold on.
This always comes up in the discussion.
Yep. And they have not reviewed a Led Zeppelin album. Now, they've got another thing that they do that they go through that's dedicated nothing okay. to Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
But on this particular one, it's not on there.
All right. Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath. I think if you take both of those songs, that encompasses everything that metal has ever been or ever will be.
Yeah. Well, here's something interesting. These are neither one of these songs I'm super stoked about, but it's interesting. Okay. Back in the Saddle by Aerosmith or The Stroke, Billy Squire.
Stroke. I'm a Squire fan, dude.
Yeah. See, now I had Back in the Saddle.
Both good songs.
Yeah.
But for me, it's be The Stroke.
Yep. Let's see. Talk Dirty to Me or Monkey Business?
Both by great Skid songs.
Both
great songs, dude. But yeah. If you're asking me what rocks more, Monkey Business.
Yeah, Monkey Business. So, anyway, check those guys out. Get your bracket. It's free.
That's dope. I like that.
Yeah.
That's it. Once again, that's our fellas over at the Shout It Out Loud podcast. Keep in mind, those guys are your go-to podcast source for Kiss.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Kiss fan, man, definitely check those dudes out.
Yep. So, yeah, that's what I've been listening to, my friend.
Sounds like a good time, dude.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really fucking good time.
Nothing but a good time.
Things have been good, man. I'm doing music constantly right now, and it just seems to be enveloping a lot of my time, and I'm very happy with it, and I'm very happy with some of the ideas and stuff that are being fleshed out. But like, while the Nomads are, you know, the set list is ready, we're going to continue to work on new songs and get out to play. This other thing that I'm working on, man, I'm really, 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 really excited about. I'm getting with a buddy of mine on Tuesdays, and just the idea process behind what we're getting ready to concept up is, God bless, dude. It's going to be so fucking good. So like I can't, like, don't get me wrong. I love my Nomads, and everything I do with my Nomads is great. But like, when I'm working with John really kind of like I was working on a riff and fucking, I was working on a riff, and he looked at me and he's like, hold on a second. And he slowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, God, it sounds so much meaner just by bringing it down a couple paces.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I absolutely love about working with him over the years. And I've worked with him for a number of years, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think that when him and I get together, we really come up with some pretty cool ass shit.
You know? Yeah. So, cool.
And I'm really happy and excited by it, dude. So, plus, get Scott. Oh, want to give you a heads up. I know that we've discussed let's talk about that.
Yep.
Season finale coming up.
Yeah.
We are probably going to wrap this up on show 70.
Sure.
70 or 71. Mm-hmm. Let's just be fair. How many shows did we do in the first season?
30 something.
36, right? So I think that would take us to 72.
Okay. It's an arbitrary number.
Somewhere between 70 and 72.
Okay.
Obviously, you've spoken with somebody to get them on the show.
Yep. I have a very special guest. Yeah.
I have cleared Chuck.
Sweet.
Chuck is in. He will attend.
Okay.
I was thinking, in my personal opinion, to you, Scott, and Tommy. And that wraps up the panel.
Yes. Yeah. That's a full panel. So,
okay. That's Scott.
So Scott, Tommy, Tommy, Chuck,
me, you, Scott, yeah. Tommy, Chuck, mm-hmm.
And
special guest,
very, very special guest.
All right.
Okay. Funny. All right. Well, are you thirsty?
Nah. Here, I'm going to have a drink of this tea.
Okay.
But that's not my problem.
Okay. It's none of my business. All right.
All right, what's up, man?
Let me tell you what I'm drinking. This is by Boulder Beer. It's called Irish Blessing. Mm. And they are... I don't know. It's a coffee stout aged on Jameson Irish whiskey soaked oak chips.
Oh, son, you're in for it.
Yeah. This is 6.9% alcohol.
That is not an amateur beer, dude.
No. So here we go. Damn, that's good. Damn, that's good.
Not an amateur beer, though.
Mm.
I like stouts. I like stouts every once in a while. They're heavy, though. They're very heavy.
My God, that's a 5+.
Really?
Mm. Mm. My God. So that's got just the perfect blend of coffee. Just a little bit. Oh, this. I can get in trouble with this damn thing. This
don't
is
drink,
a great.
Hey, don't drink too many of them, dude. They're heavy. They're very heavy. Those are very heavy beers, dude.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're giving that a 5+.
Oh yeah. 5+.
A five banger all day, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
What
you
got?
Fill this up for me.
There you go.
Help me out. Help me out, please. Somebody. No. Tonight's presentation is a handshake from my good buddy, Bill, Mr. Moot. And he gives me handshakes of some cool shit that he finds all the time because he knows I'm a big bourbon drinker. This is an Evan Williams 12-year 101. I had a Wild Turkey 12-year 101 earlier that he had given me that was actually pretty good. Basically, a handshake equivalates to about half a shot. Sometimes people are a little more generous with their handshakes. And this
big hands.
Yeah. Oh, I have different handshake size bottles, dude. Like you can see, you know, I've got bottles that from here that actually go up to here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So but these are the usual ways to share bourbon with people, especially other bourbon drinkers. And I've got a ton of these laying around I got to get through. So this is Evan Williams, which I do like, 12-year 101. I can't give you the alcohol proof on this. Once again, this is a handshake. I know nothing about this. I can tell you it's got a really classic notes,
mm-hmm.
wood, barrel, obviously, some leather. Maybe some toasted corn.
Really?
Give me a second. Mm. 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 Okay. Very sweet on the lips. Some nice legs on it. Now I'm smelling more char. I'm smelling more char.
Okay.
But it's got a nice, it's got a bit of a burn on it.
Interesting.
Very initially sweet on the lips. That back burn. Don't know if you can see the legs on this, on the bottle. You
Okay.
see it just
Yep,
barely
yep.
greasing it.
Yep.
Really nice mouthfeel. Tastes like a classic whiskey. I don't like the back burn. It's that kind of a burn that makes me start to belch.
Question life.
No, it just it doesn't. It makes it very hot in the back of my throat, in the back of my throat. And honestly, for what it is, I would probably choose to mix this. It is good, but because of the heat, I would probably prefer to mix this. It just doesn't have a smooth back end. So I'm going
Okay.
to give this a 3.75.
Oof. It's a little low. A little low.
It is, dude, but when you've tasted as many bourbons as I have, you know, your palate's kind of like I prefer a lot of weeded bourbons.
Okay.
So, but for me, that's a 3.75. It's not horrible. It's worth picking up. I don't know if it's worth hunting.
Okay.
So, if it was worth hunting, I'd say, hey, that's 4.5 or something like that. But that's not worth hunting to me.
Okay.
So,
Well. All right. Well, let me get another drink here so that way I can
I'm a
be
little
full.
jealous of what you got, man.
Dude, man, I gotta find out where he picked this up, and I'll bring you some. Man, that's good. Smooth as all get out.
Good.
All right, now that I'm fully refreshed, you want me to go over a little bit of news nuggets I found?
Only news I saw out there or got caught wind of was the Korn, Gojira, and Spirit box tour coming around. I can't really say anything further than that. I do know that High on Fire is coming through. We talked about that last week. I'll be at the Conan show in Youngstown this week. Anybody who watches the show, if you're in Youngstown, man, come by and say hi and let me know you watch the show. We'll give you a shout out on the air.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I don't know if you've seen this or not. Big news, all around the music world. Old Diddy, P.
He's in
Diddy
some
got.
shit. He's in some shit, dude. He's in
Yeah,
some shit, dude. I don't even want to get to this. Listen, I don't even want to dive down that rabbit hole yet because I'm pretty sure everything's not been revealed.
no, it's not all revealed. He had two of his houses kind of took over. He skipped the country, and one of his drug dealers got picked up. So that's just scratching the surface of what's going on with that dude. Yeah, so we'll see how that all unfolds. Pretty wild there. So,
There's a lot of shit circling around, dude. They're saying that he had ties to Epstein Island and all that shit, dude.
yep.
I'm not going to believe none of it until it's all been confirmed.
Yep.
I'm not. I know he's in trouble. I know that they were looking at him for the Tupac murder.
Well, they're not going to raid two of your houses for just a Tupac murder.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
No,
know.
there's
I don't know, dude.
multiple people have been arrested, so
I
this
don't
is a
know.
huge ring. So,
I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be pretty extensive. It'll be interesting to see what comes in the days to come.
absolutely. So,
Hey,
it's
before we
what?
continue, can I tell you
Yeah.
something I may have
Yeah.
never ever told you on air? I love you, man.
Must be some good whiskey.
You are my brother.
Love you,
You
buddy.
are definitely my brother.
Let's see, March 26th. That's today. That's when we're recording. This is a pretty eventful day. Obviously, we got that Kraken this year. Happy birthday, Steven Tyler.
1948.
How about that?
There you go.
Diana Ross, happy birthday, 1944. Isn't that crazy? There's only a 4-year difference between Diana Ross and Steven Tyler. Fucking wild. R&B legend Teddy Pendergrass. He was
you
born.
You got what I need.
1940. And then rest in peace, Beethoven, today in 1827.
Oh, man. The legend himself.
The legend himself. And Eazy-E passed away today in 1995. Wow, man. I thought it was later. I thought Eazy died later. So, pretty wild.
I took that death and I took Tupac's death really bad, dude.
Yeah, Eazy's death was pretty rough.
The only other person I cried over, like literally lost my shit over, was Dimebag. Yeah.
I almost went to that show.
Two of my nomads were at that show.
Wow. You know, maybe we should have them on when it comes around that time. No?
I'd rather not. Steve don't like to talk about it.
Gotcha.
Steve don't like to talk about it. They it's been brought up. They mention it, but they're both brothers. One is okay with guns.
Mm-hmm.
The other not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Gotcha. A couple album releases today. Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak, 1976. What a great
albums.
Album. That's a great album.
Didn't I give you that album?
I believe you did.
I know I did.
I know
I'm pretty
you
sure
did.
I did.
No. And then a Tom Petty kind of unsung album, Southern Accents. That was released in 85.
Can't say I was familiar with it.
Yeah, there's a couple songs on there. That's more of a deep track album. So,
okay.
But yeah, that's it for today in the news.
The news.
That's right.
All right, man. Well, I think we got a couple albums to review.
Yeah, man.
So how would you like to approach this? I would like to ask one thing before we get into these album reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Are we handing off one more week worth of women reviews, or knowing that we're going into the next month, we're going back to our normal trade-off reviews?
I was going to give another woman, but it wasn't specifically because of Women's Month. I just really like the album. So
well,
the next
show won't be Women's Month.
Correct. Correct. So you give me whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You give me whatever you want.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I have such sights to show you.
All my pretties.
Oh, you're in for it, dude. You're in. I've been dying to give you what I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
If you didn't say that, I would have a really hard time having an album in your hands right now, because coming up with another female artist at this moment for me would be a little difficult.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Well, who wants to go first? You or me?
Yeah, you go first if you want.
I'll go ahead and go first.
All right, buddy.
So I had an album that was released September of 93, and this was her fourth album. This would be Melissa Etheridge's Yes, I Am. Before I go into this review, I'm going to, you know, I've kind of gotten in the habit of saying, you know, before I go into this review, I'd like to say a few words. Those few words for this album are going to be powerful, emotional, and thoughtful. That's what really comes to mind on this album for me. It is no secret that Melissa Etheridge at this point in time had recently come out as part of the LGBTQ community. And this was an album that was a very breakout album for her. Probably produced the most tracks she's had hits on, you know. So with that being said, to think this album wouldn't be good, you know, it may be for you, it may not be for you, but reviewing the album as a standard of an album you know, is this a good album? Are the songs good? Does it make me tap my foot? This is a good album. This is a very good album. Let me get into track number one. This is a single.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it placed in the singles that was released, but I don't think it was the first one. I think Come to My Window, which was the third track, was the first one. But anyways, these first three, I think, were singles. I'm the only one. I gave this an A+. This is a phenomenal song. You've heard it on the radio a dozen times. This was a very prominent song during the time, you know, mid-90s, and this thing had come around. And even to this day, we still hear this, you know, occasionally mm-hmm. on the radio. It's a very thought-out track. I love how bluesy it is. This is an A+. I can't knock this song. I've never been able to knock this song, and you're not going to hear me knock this song. The Chick Gets the Fuck Down, okay? Track number two, If I Only Wanted To. I gave this an A. It didn't become a standout track to me. It's an A because it is a very good follow-up track. I do believe that this was a single as well. Moving into the third one, Come to My Window. Great, great single. Understand why it was a single. I gave it an A. It would get an A+ if you take in the visual with this, because it has one of my favorite female actresses in the video, Juliette Lewis.
Really?
Dude, it's a phenomenal video. If you get the chance, you should take that in.
Okay.
I'm almost 100% positive that's the video. A+, great single. That's another standout track on this album. So, I mean, we're starting strong on a 10-track album, right?
Yeah.
10 tracks. We got three bangers right off the rip. Okay.
Yep.
Moving into the fourth one, Silent Legacy. Man, powerful. Listen to the words of this. This is a very, very, very powerful song. Very powerful in its tone, and a great jam. A great, great jam. I gave this one an A as well. You know, we're four in, you know, and moving forward onto the fifth track, I'll Never Be the Same. This is an A+ standout track on this album for me. And an album like this helps you understand why certain things are singles and why certain things are not. Even though the song's great, maybe it's just not radio material that people are ready to face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me make that very clear. Mm. This, phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal.
Yeah.
All American Girl. Once again. And dude, and this is crazy. I don't know if I had planted this in my head or whatnot, but I saw All American Girl, and I think Tom Petty. She's an American Girl, right? So I'm going, man, you know, it's not the same title, but as I get in here, that is an A+ too. It's a great riff. And believe it or not, it is Tom Petty-esque.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm like, okay, cool. You just keep on rocking my face off, girl. I fucking love it, right?
Go so ahead,
then we get
girl.
we get to the title track, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I Am. I gave this an A+. I honestly feel that this was a standout track and could have very well been a single, in my honest opinion.
Yeah.
Very well could have been a single, in my honest opinion.
Do we know if it was a single?
I don't know. I can't say for sure.
Okay.
What little bit of information I got to find there, because I didn't get time to do like a deep dive on the album.
Yeah.
But from what I saw over at Wikipedia, it looked like those first three tracks were the singles, because they usually highlight those tracks in blue. So Yes, I Am, A+ standout, could have been a single in my honest opinion. Resist would be the next track. I gave this an A. And one of the things, this would have gotten a B, because I wasn't really feeling this as much as some of the other tracks on the album. But something happened here.
Hmm.
And what happened was I started feeling like I was getting Janis Joplin-style vocal work on this track.
Okay.
And I just...
Hmm.
I really feel like she was, you know, kind of really putting in some emotion there. And I gave it an A, dude. I couldn't ding it to a B. Now yeah. I get to Ruins, and this is the only, and this is God's honest, the only B track on the album. Not that it was a horrible track. I said it was a cool track. I love the jam on this, but it's just not an A. It's just not an A to me. Okay. But it is a good track. Track 10, Talking to My Angel. I gave this an A+. Mm-hmm. This is a killer, killer closer.
Yeah.
This album was so good that it could have spun again and I wouldn't have had a problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Other words that come to mind, my initial afterthoughts, folksy, mm-hmm. bluesy, rockin', and a good road record.
Yes.
A good road record. That's where I see, I'm on the way down to Florida or down to Tennessee to see you. Mm-hmm. This is a great time killer because it's great music.
Yeah.
It's not offensive. It's not going to get, it's just good stuff. And there's very powerful emotional stuff here. Mm-hmm. There's very, very, like, if you are part of the LGBTQ community and whatnot, as far as, you know, especially when it comes to a woman's sense from what it sounds like to me, and this is just my personal opinion, there's some very deep woman stuff, womanhood stuff going on here. And it's very powerful. Very, very, very powerful. So yeah. With that being said, I think it's time for me to give this thing a rating. And I have been bouncing back and forth between a 9 and a 9.25. And I've got to tell you, just refreshing my memory and reading over my notes here, I can't see any major reason to ding this album. 10 tracks, nothing's really, you know, skippable. I'm going to give it the 9.25.
There you go.
And that's, there you go. And that's what it's got for me, man.
All right.
Solid album. Solid album.
Yeah, so let me tell you my history with this album. When this first came out, back in 92, 93, I absolutely fell in love with Melissa Etheridge. I had no idea she was a lesbian. Yeah. I didn't know anything about her, but her voice and her look, I just fell in love with her.
Definitely attractive woman.
And she is the reason why I really fell in love with the singer-songwriter genre of music. This album in particular, I had a huge obsession with this album.
So I'll tell you, let me tell you something real quick.
Yeah.
When I get done listening to something, if I really dig what I've heard, I try to go see if I can catch some live stuff, like off of mm-hmm. YouTube or something, just to see how they are live, right? And one thing that I noticed was, she has a great onstage confidence, personality, relaxation. Mm. She envelops what, you know, hey, you know, we're here to have a good time and I'm going to help you have that good time. I really, really like that about her. And she's got my respect, bud. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'm with you on a couple of the dings that you did give it, the minor ones. Ruins is not a great track for me. I definitely give it a B. This whole album for me is a 9.5.
Yeah.
9.5. Like I.
Yeah, we're not far off.
No. I mean, I absolutely love this fucking album. So.
It's a good album. I appreciate you giving it to me. What an absolute wonderful album. I understand why women over the years have absolutely loved this album. And I can see how it resonates with the LGBTQ community, you know?
What's funny? I didn't even pick up on any of that stuff when this came out when I was a kid.
Yeah. And you know
didn't
what?
I didn't have a clue. Didn't care.
Here's the thing. I probably wouldn't have either mm-hmm. because I was young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't have known any better. You know what I mean? Yeah. But not that it makes a difference to me one way or the other. But
no,
I will say this is a very powerful, very, very powerful album, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I do remember when, you know, it actually became like common knowledge that she was a lesbian. I'm like, What? I mean, I was completely shocked, but I didn't care. I was like, wow, how
Oh,
did I
dude,
miss that?
you know,
And but the
the same thing
songs are
happened.
still
Same
beautiful.
thing happened to me for Rob Halford.
Yes.
Everybody was like,
Yeah.
well, he's gay. So,
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
I don't give a
Like,
fuck.
I mean, it was you had that first, like, really? Then it's like, fuck it, okay. Who
People
cares?
told me fucking Freddie Mercury was gay. I don't give a fuck, dude. That is the
Right.
fucking baddest front man to ever fucking grace this fucking planet, dude. Yeah,
That's not Dave.
he could do whatever the fuck he wants aside from touching kids, and we're good. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Pretty much. Yeah, so yeah, I absolutely love this album. And this, yeah, just I fell in love with the whole genre of music just because of this album. So thank you, Melissa.
Phenomenal album.
Yeah.
Thank you again for giving it to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I want
Absolutely.
my review now,
Here
motherfucker.
it comes. You gave me Lita Ford's Lita. This thing was released, was it February 1st of 1988. Wow, we were just babes. We were just
Watching the roller games.
first off, let me tell you, the cover is iconic.
American Gladiators.
American
That
Glacier. Yeah.
was the time, dude. That
Yeah.
was what was going on TV and shit at the time.
Yeah, around that time.
For
Yep.
us.
Yep. But yeah, whenever anyone thinks of Lita Ford, the cover of this album probably in the top three things that come up. When you search Lita Ford, this album was her most successful album. Had four singles on it. Two of them were just absolute monster hits. Kiss Me Deadly and Close My Eyes Forever with Ozzy. This was the first album that she made under her new manager. And do you remember who her manager was?
If I had to say who I think it was, I want to say it was Jim Gillette.
It was not. It was Sharon Osbourne.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's how the duet with Ozzy come about.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yes, all right. And so let's see, let me get my notes here.
See, I like it when we can share information back and forth and learn
I
new
do too.
things.
I do too. All right. Let's see, the album actually peaked at number 29 on the Hot 200. So there's that. One of the first singles off this album, which I don't fucking get, Back to the Cave, which is the opener.
I remember it.
Ugh.
I liked it.
I will say
Sorry.
this. When I first, again, I listened to these albums on repeat. When I first heard this song, I was like, get this off my fucking radio. It's awful. It's a catchy tune. The lyrics are awful. The lyrics are awful, but it's a catchy tune. Should not have been the opener to this album. Should not have been. The actual song itself did grow on me. It's got a good, really catchy groove, just dumb lyrics. I ended up giving it a B minus. So,
Is what it is.
next up is Can't Catch Me. Fucking stellar guitars, drums, just chugging in your face. This should have been a fucking single, and this should have been the lead track. Can't Catch Me. Fucking A. Just like a fucking steam train just coming straight at you. I love this album. I love this song. A plus all day, stand out. Perfect. Perfect fucking rock and roll metal song. Love it. Then we shit the bed again. Blueberry. Fucking Blueberry. Oh. That's all I can say. Fucking Blueberry. He calls me Blueberry. Get out of here. It's a good riff. I'll give it that. This song shouldn't have been even on the album. This is a D. I hate this song. Hate the song.
There's no redeeming quality on this song.
It's a good riff. That's
And
about
that's
it.
why it gets the D.
Yeah, it could have been an F.
It gets the D.
It gets the big D.
That's
Huge D.
a bummer.
Yeah. Well, then she turns it around and then releases, or the next song is Kiss Me Deadly. What a great power. It's a power pop song. Really is. I don't know anyone that has ever listened to this song and not bopped along or sang along. This is a great karaoke song. It's just fun, man.
It's a good song.
This
One of my favorite songs from her.
yeah, for sure. A plus. This is tied for best song on this album. Kiss Me Deadly and Can't Catch Me are tied for first place for best song on this fucking album.
Really?
Yeah. Love both of these songs. Let's see. See, then it goes into Falling In and Out of Love. Really nice guitar intro. Really nice guitar work in this whole thing. Starting it off, really catchy chorus and melody. The lyrics are kind of eh, but it's catchy as shit. I really dug the fuck out of it.
It's one of my favorite tracks too.
I gave it a B. I gave it a B. The lyrics just weren't great.
Come on,
Now, if I couldn't
man.
understand the lyrics, okay. I'd much rather not under be able to understand the lyrics, I think, than hear really dumb lyrics.
You
I
know, Dan,
think.
I went to a
Or
party
it could have
last
been this
Saturday
week.
night.
Try to get laid, but got in a fight.
Ain't
Ain't no big thing.
no big thing.
Next up, we got Fatal Passion. Starts with a really cool driving bass line. It's a typical 80s rock song. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not great. I gave it a B. It fit in with the album. Under the Gun. This song sounds just like a damn Genesis song.
Huh.
To me, you have Phil Collins sing this song. It'd sound just like Genesis to me. And that's
Huh.
not a knock. I actually like the song.
What'd you give it?
I originally gave this a B. I'm going to give it an A. I
Okay.
dug it, but it doesn't fit on this album.
Okay.
It's just different. It's very proggy, kind of proggy. And then Close My Eyes Forever. Of course, that reached number 8 on the top 100. It's her most successful song to date. Classic duet with Ozzy. Again, another karaoke standard. I may have sang it a couple times throughout the years.
I've never gotten the opportunity to find a woman that could do it.
Oh,
Because
mean, you can do it.
I can do the Ozzy song.
Baby. That's all I got.
Yeah,
So,
man. Years in the bottle I had and it's waiting
waiting
here for
here for
you.
you.
What
God.
am I supposed to do in a time of
Love.
tragedy?
It's like a dagger. You broke my heart. Ba 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 ba. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I love this fucking song.
Who
A
don't?
plus. Yeah.
And my goal was to take you back, dude. My goal was to take
Yeah.
you back to a time where things were just a little more simpler for us,
Yep.
and the music was still fun,
Yep.
you know.
I got one more song here.
Let's hear it.
It closed out, I believe, with Broken Dreams. This song was just kind of all over the place. Again, it could have been left off. It could have been left off. I didn't like it. I gave it a C. It's better than Blueberry, but yeah.
Yeah.
All in all, I think the bad stuff that's on here is bad. The great stuff on here is fucking great. I wish the album was a little more consistent.
Yeah.
But this is, for the genre and for the time period, this is a must-have album. Is this an album that I'm going to listen to all the time? No. That reminded me, this is how I think of Lita Ford. I compare Lita Ford to The Who. This is what I mean. I like a lot of Who songs. I will never get a Who album.
That's a shame.
I don't like them that much.
That's a shame.
As a whole album.
That's a shame.
Besides greatest hits. But the songs that are really good, they're really fucking good. And that's why I compare those two. Obviously not on a career scale or anything like that. But I'll listen to more Lita if it comes up, but I'm not going to listen to like Stiletto all the way through. You know what I mean? Unless you give
Stiletto
it to me.
Was Stiletto the follow-up to that?
Excuse me. Yeah, I believe
that's
so.
That's what I thought.
I believe so.
Cool. So what's your rating?
I'm going to give it a solid 8. I'm not going to shit on the album other than the
It's a solid album. And listen, and at the end of the day, that's about where I was at with it. It's a solid album. Yeah. It's worth a playthrough every once in a while.
Yep.
So yeah, fuck yeah, man. Couple good solid reviews there. 9.25 on our Melissa Etheridge Yes I Am, and a solid 8 on Lita's Lita album. Right?
Yeah.
Well, we just want to say real quick, thank everybody, all you new listeners that are tuning in, all you new watchers that are watching. We really appreciate you taking time to check us out. We're going to continue to bring content to you. We're going to be wrapping up the second season roughly around episode 70, somewhere between episode 70 and 72. If you like what you see here, please like, comment, subscribe. Please let us know you're out there, you're watching, and you're having a good time with us, because we want to have a good time with you as well.
That's right.
Other than that, I think it's time to move on to next week's albums, man.
Yeah, dude.
All right. I want to have yours first.
Okay. So I am... I recently got put into contact with this young lady. She is currently the bass player for Green Jelly, but she has her own thing. And she sent me the album, and I fucking really dig this album. And I really wanted to share it with you because it's truly unique. I dig the shit out of it. The band is called Thinky Flesh.
Thinky Flesh?
Thinky Flesh.
T-H-I-N-K?
T-H-I-N-K-Y. Flesh. I seen flesh. And the album is called My New Me. And yes, it is on the tube.
All right. Get your pen and paper ready, because I got to spell this shit out.
No, fuck. Okay.
'Tis my understanding these gentlemen are from Germany.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
You and I have talked over the last couple of weeks, and I have presented you two words. I stumbled across these guys in a random conversation, and I just had to fucking find out what it was about, because people were raving about it. And I said, okay, let me take a fucking look. So I went and took a fucking look. And I'm really fucking glad I did, dude. I am giving you, the band's name is, don't try spelling it, I'll spell it out for you. But the band's name is Boren and their Club of Gora.
So you're doing the fucking show intro next week.
Okay.
So, I'll butcher the fuck out of that. Go ahead.
I'm going to spell it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
O-H. R, E as in Edgar, N as in Nancy. You should have Bohren.
Uh-huh.
That's drilling in German. The and symbol, Bohren and, capital D as in dog, lowercase E as in Edgar, R as in Roger. We're going to space that again. And these next three words are club of gore. And the name of the album is P as in Paul, A, T as in Tom, C, H, O, U, L, I, patchouli. And the next word and final word is blue. So it's Borin and their club of gore, patchouli blue. And let me tell you,
boy, howdy, you are
doom jazz. Doom fucking jazz. This thing is real. This thing is very, very, very fucking real. But I need you to do me a favor. Make the first listen to this album when you go to settle in for the evening.
Okay.
Throw on some headphones and just settle in for the evening.
Okay.
And
got
sit
it.
Back and listen to this, dude. I think that is the best way to breathe this in. Now, you want to listen to it on the road and all that other good shit later, go ahead and do so.
Thanks.
But breathe this album in. This is a lot of fun, and I'm going to own all their shit.
Okay.
That's
how much
I
stuff
really
do they got?
They got a nice handful of things. I think they got an album called Black Summer or something like that. Black Death or something like that I'm looking forward to picking up, man. I've been checking them out a lot lately. I didn't even mention them earlier because I didn't want you to know that I was giving them to you. So
that's awesome.
But I'm very, very excited by the opportunity to share this with you because you've turned me on to some jazz stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, man, I could see myself in my garage with this on spin, leather chair, cigar in my hand. I think it'd be a good time.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good time.
I'm excited.
Enjoy, man. It's not fast. Don't look for anything fast.
Listen,
it's very chill.
The shit that you give me 9 times out of 10, I'm used to it not being fast. So we're getting accustomed to it.
Oh well, you know what? I can always bring the fast. You know that. I can always bring the fast, but I'm trying to give you some stuff that I'm really kind of digging right now. And,
okay.
You know, as shit pops up in my head, shit that I want to give you, I'll get it dumped on you. I mean, I've turned you on to some pretty good stuff. I know you love
no,
me some
for
Sonic
sure.
Flower.
Yeah, I did.
How many times have you been jamming Sonic Flower since? None.
A couple times.
A couple times, yeah. The resonate, dude. The
I'm
resonate.
Too busy.
Yeah.
I'm too busy.
I'm busy, fucker.
No, so cool.
All right, man. Well, I tell you what, it looks like we can go ahead and wrap this thing up for this evening. We want to thank everybody for watching this evening. I'm Tone, and obviously over there is Bruce. We are Hooked on Sonics, and we just want to say thanks again for watching out there. If you like what you see here, please like, comment, subscribe, and we will look forward to seeing you guys next week. Bruce, you got anything else to add to that?
I do. I call him heaven. I call him earth. I call him lover. Stick my fingers in the dirt. I call him dangerous, dangerous Dan. I call him over, take him any way I can. He call me blueberry, blueberry, blueberry blue. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. See you guys next week. Peace.